You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk social media as we catch up with our RNIB social media team, as we do each week. Joining me this week is Social Media Officer Holly Chuk. Holly, welcome back.
Hello, thanks for having me again, as always.
What's been trending in the blind and partially sighted community?
I've seen, as many reoccurring weeks over the last month or so, a lot of conversation about blind Barbie and the representation of how people could have really found it helpful to have that disability representation when they were younger. More widely, though, something that has caught my attention over the last week is a lot of conversation about accessible holidays for blind and partially sighted people versus going on maybe kind of a standard holiday through a general travel agent, and pros and cons and pricing of both. And I think those are some really interesting conversations, especially to be having at this time of year when people are either going on holiday or maybe planning for next year.
So let's talk about what's been trending in general on social media.
It's been build up to the Paralympics. It's been really nice seeing things trending on social media. The football season started a couple of weeks ago now, and I've seen a lot of trending moments from the football and people enjoying being back in their stadiums.
Yes, it's nice with the season coming back. I do miss it over the point of the summer holidays, but there was plenty of sport to get on with, thankfully, still. Has there been a water cooler moment, something that made you laugh a little bit this week?
For me, I thought kind of before the weekend, there wasn't really anything. It all felt very day-to-day. I thought, oh, you know, what's standing out to me this week? However, for me, over the weekend, it was all the reaction to the possible Oasis reunion. I was really enjoying everyone sharing how happy seeing them back together would make them and how getting tickets would be a scramble. So yeah, that was definitely my water cooler moment. I did see a lot of conversations about that over the weekend, and no doubt it will continue. Yeah, I just loved kind of all the happiness feel and the nostalgic vibes were kind of, I was there for them.
Yes, well, Oasis are very much making the return, so it'll be interesting to see. Well, the tickets probably will be very hard to get, I imagine. Let's talk about how has the RNIB been championing accessibility this week?
So this week, for the second time running, long-time listeners may remember that we called out Calvin Klein back in January for not adding alt text to photos they were sharing. And we've done it again this week. They shared some images of Greta Lee doing a photo shoot, which sadly had no alt text. So we called them out again for it. And I really hope the second time might be second time lucky. Hopefully we don't have to make it a third.
Yes, I do remember the famous Calvin Klein call out the first time in January. It made quite the chat in the office, from what I remember. Let's go to Internet 101 then and talk a bit about different aspects of social media. Today what I want to talk to you about is creating content, but not just creating content, more about creating engaging content and what that exactly means.
I love this one because there's so many angles that you can go down. And I think when you think about creating engaging content, one of the most important factors of doing that is you have to know your audience. And in many ways, you have to know your community. So you need to know what they're like, what is performing well, what do they maybe click into, what do they watch most of, you know, what are they interacting with. So creating content that has a feel for your audience and a community helps to drive engagement. That's a really important one. And I think more broadly, when you think about maybe personal social media, for example, rather than maybe corporate or organisation, it's really important to be your true, authentic self. Certainly when I'm scrolling through social media, I can always tell when someone's passionate about a topic and maybe something they're discussing. And you can tell that, you know, they have a real fire and a real love for whatever they might be sharing. So that's really important so that people can join in that conversation. And I always say this, and I know you would definitely agree with me here, Hubert, accessible content. If your content is accessible, then blind and partially sighted people can get involved in the conversation. They can engage with the content. So that is another key one.
Yes, definitely. And when it comes to getting people to interact with your content, is there any way that this can be improved? Because it's always, I find, tricky to get people to interact with your content. There's plenty of people that will read it and react, like put likes on it and such, but how do you make people interact with your content more?
I think there's many ways you can do this. You can, depending on what content you're sharing, ask your audience a question, give them a hook. So if you're maybe talking about a recent experience and you went somewhere, maybe say, have you done X or Y, or have you been here? What was your experience like? Speak to them like you want them to be engaged and have that conversation. And also, make your content kind of stand out. If it isn't something that needs to be a long post, make it short and snappy. Equally, if it's a longer post, then make sure that people are still interested. Have your key points close to the top so that people don't have to read right until the end, because we don't want people to get bored. So think about the structure and the way that you're getting your message across, because then people are more likely to interact, because the online world moves so fast. So you need to get them interested straight away.
Hopefully that has given you a bit more tips on engaging content. I think it's always a tricky task because I think there's a big difference between content and engaging content, in my opinion. Let's have a sneak preview of your upcoming content this week for the social media team.
Of course, this week is a big one because the Paralympics are starting. So on Wednesday, we're having a solely Paralympics focused day. We'll be discussing all things Paralympics, so that'll be really exciting. There'll also be more of that content throughout the week at various points because, yeah, it's a really big moment, not only for disability representation, but also to keep the legacy going on. So we want to do what we can to be part of that. We'll also have some content around RNIB's Be Helpful guide and how people can be a sighted ally, especially that ties in nicely with the Paralympics and how we can use those to change misconceptions and people can change their attitudes and views when it comes towards sight loss, hopefully create that movement that we so badly need and, yeah, just make society stronger. We're also doing a relationships roundtable series throughout the month of August. So there's been quite a few pieces of content from this in previous weeks, and that's continuing this week. So your brilliant Connect Radio team recently did a roundtable all on relationships and dating, and we've taken some snippets from that, put them into social media content, and we're asking the community questions. So it's some really nice, engaging content to get involved in. We'll also have our usual accessibility content. So there's been a couple of accessibility reactions that we've noticed over the last few days. And also there will hopefully be some eye health related content as well later in the week.
Plenty of content there, and if people would like to see it, where can they go to do that? How can people follow the RNIB on social media?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Threads, and TikTok. We're everywhere, basically.
You can't miss it, really. Plenty of places. So do follow the RNIB on social media and follow all the work that they are doing. There's some fantastic stuff there on a daily basis, so make sure you check it all out. But thank you, Holly, for this week for joining us here on our social media update, and we will catch up with your team again next week.
Great to chat as always. Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.